Thanks for joining us. This is episode 4 of the Commitment to Excellence podcast. Today we're going to talk about goal setting. And this makes sense to do. It's early in the year. Resolution period of the year has passed, probably officially at this point. And I'm not a big resolution guy anyway. I mentioned that in an earlier podcast, but I am all about setting goals and breaking some goals down into manageable chunks. And anytime, if I'm being honest, anytime in my life that I have actually made a commitment and got serious about setting goals and being very deliberate about them, I can't think of many that I haven't achieved. And it's all about deliberate practice. We talked about that last time. It's being very deliberate about what we do and how we do it. So I want to talk about goal setting today. And maybe what I'm going to talk about, at least in part, is not super novel. I want to talk about sort of a mindset for goal setting and have some things to think about when you're thinking about goals. So now's a good time to do this. It's the start of the year, and I'm really big on reflection and, you know, kind of giving myself feedback about, you know, how did last year go? How do I want this year to look? And then breaking things down into manageable chunks, quarterly, weekly, maybe even daily when it makes sense. But a great way to think about goals is by establishing SMART goals. Maybe some of you've heard of this before, maybe that this part will be review, but maybe you haven't heard about SMART goals. So what's a SMART goal? Well, it means they're smart, right? But SMART's an acronym. So SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. So let's break those down. So you need your goals. If you want to set yourself up for success, breaking your goals down like this is going to help you do that. So specific as possible, define and refine your goals. Let's dig into the details. Know what they are, why they are. Be very specific. So just saying that I want to lose some weight is not a specific goal. How much weight do I want to lose? How long do I want it to take me to lose it? Why do I want to lose it? Let's get as specific as we can about it. Measurable. This is maybe the most important one. What gets measured gets improved. Any time, probably a classic example here is dieting using macros. So it's pretty easy to get a ballpark idea of what your macros should look like. So macros are, you know, calories, fat, protein, carbohydrates. There's apps out there that will do it for you. There's websites, there's formulas you can use. Calories are really easy to measure. You just add them up throughout the day. You track them. And if you're supposed to eat 2,500 calories, you eat 2,500 calories. That's very easy to measure. Weight on the scale, very easy to measure. You hop on the scale every day. If it's going down, things are going well. If it's going up, things aren't going well, unless that's your goal to have the scale go up. Maybe your goals are to save money, have so much in the savings account. You can watch that grow over time. You can measure the trend and track your progress. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about measurable. Achievable, these things need to be realistic, right? So if I said I wanted to weigh 185 pounds in the next 3 months, that's not achievable. I'd end up in the hospital probably. It's not a realistic goal. So these things need to be goals that are mathematically possible to achieve. So saving $100 a month, that's probably an achievable goal for most people. Maybe it's not achievable goal for you, but you need to have it be something that is realistic to manage and have it be measurable and trackable. Some common sense here will dictate what you can and cannot achieve in reasonable amounts of time. And then time-based. So if I say I want to lose 80 pounds, period, end of conversation, there's nothing driving me forward there. I don't have a time frame. I don't have a finish line. I don't have a point to get to. It's very loosey-goosey in my mind, and I don't have anything holding me accountable there. Time frames. Yearly, although I think that's a really big amount of time, but for some things it's not, right? Like, this is relevant to what it is, what the goal is, what are you trying to achieve. There's nothing wrong with having 10-year goals or 5-year goals or 1-year goals, but breaking them down into smaller, more manageable chunks is a smart play from a time management. So yearly, quarterly, weekly, daily, there are some things that make sense to break down to daily goals. There are other things that probably don't make sense. Like, weight loss is a big focus for me right now. Having a daily weight loss goal doesn't make a lot of sense because your weight fluctuates daily, water weight up, down. You might eat great one day, but still have gained 2 pounds, and that might make sense. So you don't want to fret over that, but you need to make it sort of fit your target, right? Goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based, time-limited, having a time frame there for your measurements to be tracked, and you adjust as you go. So I really, like I said, I think some goals make sense to look at from a yearly standpoint, and other goals do not make sense to look at that way. I also, for me, I look at, and I sort of have borrowed this from other places, I think it makes sense to look at target areas, and there are sort of four that consistently come to mind for me. So physical health, you know, these are things like weight loss, training goals, fitness goals, those kind of things all fit into that category. Work-related goals, and I guess I don't mean, necessarily at the, 9 to 5, but what are goals that are related to things that you want to accomplish in a work output framework? And then I like growth and learning goals. I think these are things like online classes or reading books, or I've had goals around reading so many pages a day. I think these are, fit into that category, and they're very important. And I think that we all, if you're not growing, what's the point? I never want to stop growing. And frankly, that's what this podcast is all about, right? Like, I want to continue to grow and develop, and I know this is going to push me to do this and really, really feel like recording it today. But if I don't, I'm not moving forward. I've made a commitment that they're going to drop every Monday morning. And if I don't have an episode to go out, I haven't met that commitment. Personal and learning, growth and learning goals. And then I think relationship goals, and relationships are many, right? I don't just mean your intimate, partner, wife, husband goals, but friends and family and extended family. These are important things to take a look at. And your focus can and should shift from area to area. So the four areas that I look at and I think are really important to look at are physical, work, growth and learning, and relationship goals. So right now, for me, and I'm going to use my goals as sort of a framework for this conversation today. Right now, my goals really would all fall into the physical category and the work category. That's not to say, and I would argue there's some overlap in the work and sort of growth and development area, but I'm putting everything in those two categories right now. And certainly relationships are incredibly important, but I feel like things are pretty good in that area right now. Although I'll say this, and I know there, some of you are listening. As I was thinking about putting this talk together today, I thought a lot about this, and I know I have neglected I've probably neglected some friendships and those types of relationships this past year, being busy with the kids and working on side projects, and then frankly recovering from the surgery I had last year. I didn't have a lot of time or really mental focus for hanging out with friends and doing things with friends, and I spent months sitting in a chair and just trying to get back functional, and then sports with my kids and that kind of thing over the summer. So I'm not making excuses for those of you who are listening. I'm not making excuses, but I've got friends that I haven't seen in a long time, and that's a problem. So I probably should put some time and energy into that, but I don't currently have any goals in that area, but I probably should. So I would say there's a few of you who are listening. You probably know who you are. I should make some time to see you, and hopefully I will do that. So my goals for 2024 are essentially as follows, and I know I listed them in an earlier episode, but I think I left one out, actually. So I'm going to go through them again here real quick. So the first one is the one I actually don't think, I mentioned this when I talked about my goals earlier. And I can't remember why I came up with this, but it just felt like a good goal from a health and physical fitness kind of standpoint. I set a calorie burn goal for the year. So I want to burn at least 225,000 calories from exercise. So that doesn't mean, so I've got a GPS tracker fitness watch that's, it's pretty amazing. I love it, actually. It's a Polar, which I know the Polars are not maybe as popular as like the Garmins or whatever, but the Polar watches have not let me down. So I'm not talking about the watch tracking my daily activity and getting a feedback on that. What I am talking about is I set out to do some kind of physical training. I deliberately and intentionally turn my watch on and start tracking my caloric output. And I know they're not accurate scientifically, but it's a pretty good barometer, and it's the best that I've got. So from my watch, I will track and record from a deliberate exercise activity 225,000 calories from exercise, which is roughly 669 calories a day, roughly. And I know that's pretty achievable. I'll have days where I hit it, I'll have days where I don't, but I'll also have days where I go over. So I think this is a good goal. It's going to keep me on track. So if you break that down quarterly, that's 56,250 calories a quarter. That's 4,687 calories a week, 669 calories a day. I think that's a very doable goal. It's a good thing to keep me focused on as the year goes on. And I've had some pretty good success with goals like this in the past. So, but this is a slightly different spin on it. I know that movement is a key for me, for my health and fitness. It feels good. I enjoy it. It primes me in every area. So I need to keep moving. This will help me do that. A weight loss goal, which basically equates to 83 pounds this year, which is that's a big number, and I know it. But if you break it down, it's it's a little less than 21 pounds a quarter, and that's only 1.75 pounds a week. And experts say, doctors say, you want to shoot for around 2 or 3 pounds a week. That's sustainable and healthy, and I've for sure done things like this in the past. Like I said, I definitely gained a few pounds over the past year going into and post-surgery. So I've got to recover some ground, but I want to go past that. So I think that's very specific. It's super measurable. I've got the scale right there. It's achievable, although I think that it's a stretch, I think. But it's for sure achievable. It's definitely relevant. And I've got some time parameters there that I think are going to help me keep plugging along. And it's important to me, right? It's related to so many areas of my life. It's my health. It's my activities. It's connected to my families and things that I can and can't do. And I need to get focused on that. Another health, fitness related goal that I have, and I really like goals like this. They have worked really well for me in the past. So this one's 1,000 foot miles this year. I had the same goal last year. I come up way short because of, you know, excuses. You know what they say about excuses. I came up short. I don't think I'm gonna this year. I think I'm gonna crush it. And when I say 1,000 foot miles, so, and I'm not hacking on anybody, but I had a friend point out to me, I love you, Chris, that he walked like 1,200 or 1,300 miles last year. As I understand it, that was counting all his daily activity on his watch. He's got a cool tracker watch like I do. Mine actually doesn't track it quite the same way that his does, as I see it anyway. And that's, you know, it's cool. Like, that's like a daily step goal. And I have no problem with daily step goals. They keep you moving. What I'm talking about when I say 1,000 foot miles, though, is, I mean, I said, I'm going for a walk. I leave the house. I grab the dog, whatever. I go alone and I walk. I turn my watch on and I'm tracking the miles that I'm walking. Or I'm also counting miles on my treadmill as well. So, and again, that's specific. If I walk 2 miles, I know I walk 2 miles. So that's when I say 1,000 foot miles for me, and you can do whatever you want. You want to track every step you take and have it add up to 2,000 miles this year. That's probably a great goal. For me, what I'm talking about is I'm going for a walk. I got on the treadmill. Those are the only miles I'm counting for this. That's how I'm looking at this goal. So another goal that I have is I will post at least one podcast a week. I did 2 last week. I was pretty excited about that. But I will post at least one a week. The one that I'm rock solid committed to is the Monday morning release. And then anything beyond that is a bonus. So that is I'm seeing this as a work related podcast. So yearly, right, I will have put up 52 podcasts in 2024, because the first one that I put out was on January 1st. So 52 podcasts, that's really easy to break down. It's 12 a quarter. It's 1 a week. It's super specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-based. I will not fail at this. And I think I've mentioned that I'm writing a book. This is something I've wanted to do for a very long time. And I'm going to finish it in 2024. I haven't clearly defined what finishing it means. I think what it means is, so I need to get specific about it. What it means is that it will be complete as I see it and edited as I and my lovely wife are able to edit it. So it's gone through that process. That's what I mean when I say finished. That doesn't mean published and for sale or whatever it is that I'm going to do with it. That doesn't mean that, but it does mean that I'm done, or I think I'm done with it, and that it is edited and polished up to the degree that I and she can do. Where it goes from there, we'll see, but it's very achievable. And I actually specifically have said that I will be done writing it by the end of the first quarter, which is what? So the first of April, end of April, it'll be done. And I'm doing this by writing 1,000 words a day. That's my goal, 1,000 words a day. I have not hit that goal for sure, because there are some days that I don't write. But when I do write, I've almost always hit 1,000 words. Yesterday, I wrote a little over 2,000 words. So I'm making really good progress with that. As long as I don't just completely walk away from it, that goal is super achievable, measurable, specific, relevant, time-based. Then I'll talk more about the book as we go. And then I have another goal that is not a SMART goal at all. And the goal is use my time efficiently. And, you know, I don't think I need to get super specific with that one. It's just really a reminder to myself to not squander time. So I watched a fair amount of TV last night, which the whole time I was sitting there, I was thinking about just how much time I was wasting. But I was sitting with my wife, who's grading papers, and, you know, here, there's a career goal for you. Don't be an English teacher, because you'll work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the most part. So don't do that. But, so she was grading papers, my daughter, we were just hanging out watching TV. And so I don't see spending time with my family as a waste of time. I do see watching TV as a complete and total waste of time most of the time, though. So it's just a reminder to myself to stay focused on that. So you need to write this stuff down, and you need to write it down in multiple places, I think. And that helps you stay accountable. I have this obnoxious whiteboard calendar thing that sits next to my desk. I'll write goals and metrics on that, and reminders to myself. I'm super visual, so I want things coming at me from as many directions as possible. I still carry around, and I don't think I'll ever stop, a full-size calendar with blocked off hours that's in this like nice leather binder thing. I carry that around with me every single day. It goes where I go, except maybe for on the weekends, but during the week when I'm moving, it's with me. I've got things written there. I have things in my calendar on my phone. I want this stuff coming at me from as many different directions. And the more that I can do that, the more it helps me stay accountable. I also am deliberately, while I'm hoping that some of what I'm talking about today is helpful and educational for people, I'm doing this for me more so than anything. I'm putting this out there into the world. Here are my goals. Here are my objectives. Here's how I'm making them specific and measurable and achievable and relevant and time-based. I'm putting this all out into the world. There's at least, I don't know, if the current trend holds true, 50, 60, 70, 80 people that are going to listen to this. And probably I know half of them anyway. You all can help hold me accountable. You know, I know that this, me achieving my goals is up to me. It's not up to anybody else. I will decide if I achieve them, but this is an accountability thing. I'm publicly, very publicly, putting this stuff out into the world in hopes, well, it's gonna hold me accountable. I know if I'm not hitting these goals, I know that I put it all in a podcast that I want a lot of people to listen to, and I'm not hitting the mark. So I'm doing it for me, but I'm doing it for you too, giving you some examples. For the most part, my goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. The one that I think really, really falls short on that is the, you know, use your time well and efficiently. But again, I've got it written down. I've got 3 notebooks on my desk that I look at every single day. It's a visual thing. Not everybody needs this, but I've got a budget notebook, and that's a big deal for me. That's something that I have struggled with historically, is sort of how I've managed my money. But I've gotten a lot better at it, partly because I write it down. So I've got a budget notebook. I should probably have some sort of financial goal in here too. But I've got a budget notebook. I've got my daily list of tasks and tracking. And I think I've mentioned that before. Every morning I get up and I write a list that usually consists of 11 things. I track my weight. I track a couple other things. I track my miles. Track my miles and my calories in this book. I write everything down in the morning, then at night before I go to bed. Usually I'm the last one to go to bed. Everybody else is in bed. I sit down at my desk. I take my nighttime vitamins and minerals. And I go through my list and I cross things off and I just sort of give myself a score. Did I do good today? Did I not do good today? Was today a win or was it a loss? And I mentioned before, I'm looking to stack wins, because stacking wins in the long run is how you win in the long run. And then I have this other book that's got my goals and objectives broken down. I've got other planning things that I talk about. This is where I'm writing my ideas for podcast topics and that kind of thing. So these sit on my desk and I look at them every single day. I've got calendars. I've got reminders in my cell phone. I use every single thing I can to help hold me accountable. It's an equation for success. The more you do this, the easier it will be for you to win. So other thoughts about goals, objectives. I think it is okay to adjust over time. So if you don't, you reevaluate at every quarter. So if things are going, let's say I crush quarter one in all of these goals, maybe I need to readjust. I think one that I might theoretically need to adjust is possibly the calorie goal. Like maybe I'm under where I ought to be. I think it's possible that I'm under where I ought to be. So at the end of quarter one, if I'm way ahead, maybe my yearly goal needs to get moved a little bit. If my weight loss goal at the end of quarter one, if I'm not where I need to be with my weight loss goal, maybe it was a tad too ambitious. In my opinion, there's no reason why quarter one should be the rough quarter with that. These things are easier in the beginning than they are in the end, right? Like losing weight in the first couple of months is pretty easy. Losing weight in the last couple of months gets harder, right? And I know I've played that game over and over and over again in my life, so I know something about it. Other thoughts about goals and objectives. Don't be afraid to tell people. I've read some research that says when you tell people about accomplishments you're going to have, that your brain feels like you made the accomplishment. You're giving yourself like a little dopamine hit when you talk about your goals and objectives. Like I've just talked about all my goals and objectives, and I feel pretty jacked up about it and pretty good about it right now. So I get there is some research that says that talking about your goals and objectives can be give yourself a false reward response. My experience has been that it's an accountability thing, though. I do not want to be embarrassed by failure. Anytime that I have made my goals pretty public, in public, that family, friends, social media, that kind of thing, it has driven me to not miss the mark. If I know people know that I'm going to do some sort of thing, or I've said I'm going to accomplish this, I want to pretty bad, because I don't want to look like a fool. I don't want to look like a liar. So maybe it doesn't work that way for you. Maybe you're someone that it works better for to just kind of keep those things to yourself. That whatever works best, I guess. But for me, I think that some level of public display, disclosure, that kind of thing. It really helps hold me accountable. I don't like to be embarrassed. I don't like to be look like a failure. And those things drive me. Like, I carry that stuff kind of like a chip on my shoulder, and you can use that for fuel. And there, anything that it takes that's ethical and doesn't hurt anybody else or that helps keep you on the path is a good, it's good fuel to use, so use it. I would also say that you don't want to, while you want your goals to be realistic and achievable, you don't want them to be easy, because easy goals get taken for, you know, if I said I'm going to lose 20 pounds this year as my goal, I'm still kind of a big dude. Like, Drew, I could, if I really pushed hard, I could lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks, easy. Well, that's not, I know that I can keep putting that off and putting that off and putting that off. I could literally wait until next December and I could lose 20 pounds this year. December's a really bad time to try to do that, for me anyway, but you need goals that are going to push yourself a little bit, because you got to get excited about it, and whatever that is, right? Like, I've had other goals before to bike so many miles or do races and that kind of thing. You know, they need to be things that you know are going to be hard, so you can get excited about it and push yourself a little bit. It's important to stretch. And my stretching, things that stretch me now are not things that stretched me 20 years ago. And that's a hard mental shift to make. But 20 years ago, or 25 years ago, I could bench press over 500 pounds. Not doing that. That is not going to happen. It wouldn't matter how much I trained or how hard I trained. I'm too broken at this point to do that. So that's not a good goal. But maybe, you know, I don't know. I'd love to bench 300 pounds again. I don't think I can do that either, though, to be honest, because of the nerve damage in my arm from my ruptured disc in my neck. I don't think I can. But I don't know. Maybe as I continue to heal up and get better, maybe that's a realistic goal again. But I don't think so, because my tricep just does not work anymore. So I don't think I can do that. But I keep lifting. I can keep doing things. I can walk, and maybe I can run again someday. And you have to have goals that are achievable, things that you can get to. But they need to stretch you a little bit, or they're just not very meaningful. That's important to keep in mind. Find someone that's invested in this stuff with you too. So it's easy if you're married, you have someone that you live with, whatever, it's easy to have a partner in that. There are things that you can do to help each other and support each other. I have asked my wife to belittle me and nudge me a little bit if she sees me making bad food choices. And I've been very clear with her. It is not her responsibility to decide what goes in my mouth and what does not go in my mouth. But I think she has a vested interest in my health and fitness and functionality for the next, hopefully, 30 or 40 years. So I've asked her to do that, and she's done a really not, like, she'll just make a comment, and it's a moment of pause for me. And to be fair, there have been times where I have blown her off, which probably is frustrating for her, because she's doing what I've asked her to do, and I disregard her. But there have been plenty of times where I've either been or pretended to be a little crusty, but I put the thing back, and I maybe I went for a better choice, right? So having someone, and I think I know, I do things like that for her too. And if she asked me to, I for sure will. I probably, doing stuff like that without being asked is a friction point potentially, but so have people that's in this with you. I've had a couple of guys that were also doing some movement stuff, and we were petered off a little bit here recently, but we were sending each other messages, like just checking in. It's great to do that. It's why having a lifting partner at the gym is so important. If you know that Bobby's going to be at the gym at 5 o'clock, and he's expecting you to be there. There's some pressure for you to be there. So things like having folks to be accountable with is a great strategy. It doesn't always feel good. I know things like, you know, support groups and weight loss groups and stuff like the research on those is fairly good, though. Like, they work, at least for some people that take them seriously, because you have accountability partners. That kind of stuff is hard for some people. Like, I would never walk into a weight loss group. I just wouldn't. My ego gets in the way too much, I guess. And I know that I don't need the support. What I need is the discipline. So for me, I don't need something like that to drive forward. And in the end, the discipline is going to come from me. It's not going to come from anybody else. But it's a good idea if that works for you. If you can be comfortable with that kind of thing, it's a great idea to get support in any area. Things like coaching groups and what, those are a little hokey sometimes, but if you use them, if you use the support and the structure, that stuff can be incredibly helpful and move you forward and keep you on the path. So it's really important to think about these things as you're establishing your goals. But in the end, you're the only one that you have to answer to. Making your goals specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-based is going to set you up for a win. Breaking them down into manageable chunks, so yearly, quarterly, weekly, daily, if it makes sense, you need to do that to be successful. I really think writing everything down, having it in it, and I don't mean like on the computer's fine if that's what works for you, but I mean in a notebook that sits on your desk or something that's in your face every day that you have to take your hand and a pen and write it down. That is the most powerful way to do it and the most effective way, I believe. Also looking at, I think target areas make a lot of sense as far as, you know, physical and health, work, productivity, that kind of thing, growth and learning goals. I'm a big believer in reading, and I'm an increasing believer in writing. Actually, I think that writing is a good way to firm up and formulate your ideas. And I think now that I've been writing almost every day since November, and it's been great. I've never been a big writer. I've never been a big journaler, and the research on journaling is really shaky, unless there are some very specific parameters put in place. But I'm finding this to be a pretty rewarding process. And then your relationships, make sure things are in order. If your relationships are not in order, well, you know, I mean, those are foundational things. Your partners, your spouses, that if that's not on firm ground, then probably nothing else is going to be on firm ground either. But friends and family, these are all people that we need to keep in mind and look out for and support. And being there for them means they will be there for you when you need them. And that's an invaluable resource for many reasons. So I think looking at those target areas and then trying to have goals for those areas, and again, making them SMART goals, is a great way to go. And then checking in quarterly, weekly, reevaluate, adjust. There's nothing wrong with, you know, for like my weight loss goal, for example, 20.75 pounds a quarter. If I only lose 19 pounds, I did not lose. I won. I just fell a little bit short of my goal. I can probably make it up in the next quarter if I get focused and keep moving forward. So don't be rattled too much by little losses. You're looking for long-term wins here. Stay on the path. There's so many people will fail to hit a mark and just throw the whole thing out the window. And to be fair, I have done that at times. Just what you want to do is keep moving forward. Never give up. Stay in the fight. Keep going. Be as good as you can be for as long as you can. Always grow. Always learn. Always develop. So I think that's all I have to say for today about goals. I hope that something in this conversation was helpful and helps you get focused and start moving the ball forward in 2024. Time is limited. We are not going to get more of it. Let's use it as efficiently as we can possibly be. Let's make a commitment to excellence. Let's be the best that we can be in any and every area of our life. All right, folks, I think that's all I have to say for today. I appreciate you listening. I continue to appreciate all the support that I've gotten thus far with this. I continue to have a good time. I know these first episodes are probably a little shaky. They'll get better. Stick with me. Give me time. After I do 52 of these, well, I'll have done 52 of them. Anyway, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you make a commitment to excellence, and I hope you make today great. Thanks. I've done 52 of them. Anyway, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you make a commitment to excellence, and I hope you make today great. Thanks.